The head of NASA announced today that he is retiring after nearly a decade on the job. Dan Golden was appointed by President Bush's father to run the space agency, and he stayed at the helm throughout the Clinton administration. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Dan Golden's mantra was faster, better, cheaper. In an era of shrinking budgets for space exploration, this one-time aerospace industry executive prodded NASA into doing more with less. For example, building smaller, cheaper space probes to explore the solar system. John Logsdon at George Washington University says the strategy was often successful, even though it met with some resistance within the agency.
Golden was an agent of change. He came in, he said he wasn't running a popularity contest. He was interested in making NASA a better place, and that meant breaking some eggs, making some people unhappy. So I don't think his popularity with the old-timers in NASA should be the measure of his success.
Though a few of the quick and cheaper space probes turned out to be duds, others succeeded beyond all expectation. One crowning achievement was the Mars Pathfinder mission, which landed a robotic rover on Mars. Golden kept the International Space Station project alive by convincing Congress to include the Russians as partners. That decision ended up costing both time and money, but Logsdon says even that didn't deter Golden.
Well, I think the biggest disappointment for Dan Golden is not being closer to a decision to send humans to Mars. I think that was the vision that animated him. The fact that the space station cooperation with the Russians didn't work out like he had hoped, that we have added an extra several years to the program, I think it's contributed to that frustration.
Space exploration has not emerged as a high priority in the current Bush administration, so Golden has decided to move on. He's planning to work at the Council on Competitiveness, an organization that promotes American business. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.